Now to neighbors, Ron Hayes, Beef Buzzing with you today. Folks who hate animal agriculture have a goal to eliminate all livestock on all farms. Back on that in just a moment.
You know about Gobob Pipe and Steel's monster fence panels that are designed for the cattle producer or the sale barn operator that never wants to repair or replace any section of those pens. Monster Fence continuous panels come in 20-foot, 4-rail graduated, and now in 24-foot, 5-rail panels. Monster Fence from Gobob is quick and easy to build. The new 24-foot continuous panels are built tough, so you never need to replace or repair them. Gobob's new 24-foot monster continuous fence panels are twice as heavy and several times stronger than conventional fence panel pipe, all without a big increase in cost. If you want to build your pens once and stop repairing or replacing because of damage, then you need Gobob's Monster Fence. Heavy duty, high quality continuous fence panels, now in 24 foot, by Gobob Pipe and Steel. And you can put them right where you need it. Gobob, online at GobobRadio.com. That's GobobRadio.com. GoBobRadio.com.
There was a gathering of animal rights extremists earlier this month in Alexandria, Virginia. Speakers at that conference made one goal very clear, that animal rights activists want to end all forms of animal agriculture, regardless of how well animals are cared for. And Hannah Thompson Weeman with the Animal Agriculture Alliance says this is all about eliminating livestock farms of all sizes.
This idea of factory farming, quotes in that term is in quotes, of course, because it doesn't really have any defined or regulatory meaning. It's something that activist groups have really used and put out there into the public lexicon. But that's how they've really started this effort, and they really kind of line that out when they speak at these conferences, that of course, at the end of the day, they want to end all forms of using animals and all forms of animal agriculture, but they think they're going to get further if they start with large-scale, modern, efficient production systems, which is that idea of factory farming. But of course, the speaker this year was saying, we need to stop saying that because we are telling people that there are other forms of farming that are okay. And in our minds as activists, that's not true. So that message was repeated in several different sessions, that animal welfare is not enough. Animal welfare and humane farming is a myth. Those don't exist. All forms of agriculture, no matter the size, no matter the production systems, no matter the welfare standards in place, are not acceptable because we're still using animals at the end of the day. And of course, that's something that we all are very well aware that that's their end goal. But to have them say it so bluntly, it's very helpful to see in their own words that that is the end goal. That is what they're working for. And they might be pushing for certain standards today, but that's because they're trying to move that goalpost to the end of there not being farms at all.
That idea of moving the goalposts or always changing what they're demanding, that's one of the tactics, isn't it?
It absolutely is, and I referenced cage-free eggs earlier. Cage-free eggs were the big push a year ago, 2 years ago, and there's already discussions of what does cage-free mean, and does it mean pasture access, and are they going to start pushing for egg producers to provide pasture access to all birds? Is that going to be the next thing? And that goes back to that message they said of we're not going away. Another quote was, we're not here to negotiate. So they're going to continue to push for that next thing. And over the past several years, they've gotten very savvy about all working together. It used to be maybe one group was working on one issue and another was putting pressure on something else. But over the past several years, they've really all come together and put pressure on companies for the same thing. So the last round, it was the cage-free eggs. Right now, it's broiler chickens. So chickens raised for meat are the big target of these activist groups. At the conference, one thing that they brought up was the next target might be aquaculture and fish production. So they all really come together and decide what their next target is going to be so they can exert that overwhelming pressure from a bunch of different angles.
What's a farmer rancher? In other words, what's somebody in production agriculture? What do they need to do in response to this, what you very clearly indicated was a coordinated effort of a lot of groups that want to do harm to how we raise our livestock for food and fiber?
Well, it's important to be informed, know who these groups are, know what they're doing, keep an eye on their tactics. But really, more important than responding, it's about engaging. So any conversations you can have in your communities with your supply chain, so wherever your products end up going, wherever they end up on a shelf or on a restaurant table for a consumer, make sure you're speaking throughout that supply chain about these issues and being proactive. We need to inoculate people against hearing these myths and misinformation. So we need to make sure that people have seen things for themselves. They know what really goes on farms. So when they hear these really outlandish claims, they can say, Well, that's not what I saw when I visited a beef farm last year. That's not what I know from that beef farmer in my community that came and spoke to my kids' elementary school class. So be the face of agriculture in your community so that when people have questions, they don't turn to the internet, they don't turn to some of these crazy claims. They know who to turn to get those questions answered and to learn more and feel confident in their food.
Hannah Thompson-Weeman of the Animal Agriculture Alliance. You've got the Beef Buzz on Ron.
Saddle up. It's the 33rd annual Range Roundup hosted by the Oklahoma Cattlemen's Association. Join us at the Lazy E Arena in Guthrie August 25th and 26th for a night of fierce competition between the top hands of 12 historic Oklahoma ranches. Cheer them on as they are bucked and bruised fighting for another year of bragging rights. There's lots to do, including a farm and ranch trade show, kids dummy roping, and more. Plus, buying your ticket helps to raise money for the Children's Miracle Network. So grab your hat and put on your boots for the 33rd annual Range Roundup. For more information or to buy tickets, visit okcattlemen.org or call 405-235-4391.
That's your Beef Buzz. I'm Ron Hayes reporting.